This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. John Bolton has been a critic of what he calls Trumpism. He does not believe that it has any kind of coherent philosophy that can provide a future path for the Republican Party. So what does he intend to do about it? I mean, he's even introduced the possibility of running for president. We will be speaking with Ambassador John Bolton, former National Security Advisor to President Trump, the one who wasn't indicted, actually convicted. That was Michael Flynn, but that's another story. We will also be talking about a conservative magazine. In fact, the leading conservative magazine. All right, I'll flip over all the cards. It's National Review, who is very worried about one very prominent Republican, no, it is not President Trump, who is engaged in an act of self-debasement. What kind of act? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. And be talking more about the last days of the Pelosi House of Representatives. Will they manage to get some actual spending bills passed so the government doesn't shut down on Friday, 2 days before Christmas? It's looking pretty good on that front. The House Ways and Means Committee voted, and I believe they voted unanimously, to make public the information of 6 years of tax returns that they finally got out of President Trump after they had subpoenaed and demanded those tax returns for a long time. Meanwhile, there is this story, and it's a story from the Wall Street Journal, and the headline is January 6th defendant charged with plotting to kill FBI agents, plural, who investigated him. Now, look, I know there are a lot of people who are really, really angry with the FBI and a lot of people who believe that it's un-American. If you're one of them, you can give us a call and rail about it, if you please. 1-800-955-1776 is the phone number. But killing FBI agents is something different. President Trump, in his response to the January 6th Unselect Committee, as he would style it, has talked about what he calls the DBI, the Democratic Bureau of Investigation, claiming that there has been an abundance of partisanship by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, despite the fact that its current director, Christopher Wray, is a lifelong Republican who was appointed by Donald J. Trump to succeed James Comey. It's normally a 10-year, unless something goes terribly wrong, as it did with James Comey, but it's normally a 10-year post that people hold as director of the FBI. The story about the January 6th defendant, a Tennessee man already awaiting trial for assaulting a police officer during the January 26th, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, was charged again this week with plotting to kill the federal agents who investigated him and planning to attack the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Knoxville, Tennessee field office. Okay, the whole idea of criminal prosecution of people is to discourage future criminality. That appears not to be working with Edward Kelly. The plan by Edward Kelly, 33 years old, was foiled this past week when a witness gave police an envelope containing what appeared to be a hit list bearing the names of 37 people who were involved in the investigation into Mr. Kelly's alleged role in the Capitol assault. The witness then cooperated with investigators, secretly recording phone calls with Mr. Kelly and another man, Austin Carter, who's 26, as they discussed their joint plans to take out, and that's in quotes, the agents at their Knoxville office, the records say. You don't have time to train or coordinate, but every hit has to hurt. Every hit has to hurt, Mr. Kelly said in the calls. And the documents revealed that part of their conversation, as well as other materials between Mr. Carter and Mr. Kelly, and their conspiracy for retaliating against a federal officer. They've also been charged with interstate communications of a threat and solicitation to commit a crime of violence. Both men were detained after a Friday hearing in federal court in Knoxville. Merry Christmas. The prosecutor said Mr. Kelly was wearing a gas mask and tactical helmet when he arrived at the Capitol on January 6th. Just looking for a wholesome, good time in the height of the new year. They said he fought with a Capitol police officer on the west side of the building before using a piece of wood to break a window near the Senate wing door, forcing his way into the building. Roughly 900 people have been charged in the attack. Mr. Kelly was arrested on May 5th, and then he was released on his own recognizance. The law enforcement began investigating the assassination plot on Tuesday after receiving the list, which included the names of agents who were involved in the search of Mr. Kelly's home in May. The envelope also contained a thumb drive of footage from Mr. Kelly's home security camera showing a law enforcement officer approaching the house the day of his arrest. The witness, who is an acquaintance, told the FBI in an interview that Mr. Carter had given him the envelope on behalf of Mr. Kelly, telling him to memorize it and burn it when you're done. The witness told investigators Mr. Kelly had mentioned crafting the list earlier this month. I'm not sure craft is an appropriate word here. And asked him to reach out to your cop buddies and see what information you can collect to help them reach their targets. Remember, that's 37 employees of the FBI they were going after. On Wednesday, the witness recorded Mr. Kelly asking if he could stash some weapons and ammo at his home over the Christmas holiday. In a later call, Mr. Kelly told the witness that if he didn't hear from him within 2 days, it meant authorities were looking to arrest him and that the witness should recruit a group of people to attack the FBI's Knoxville office. This is sad. It's actually horrifying, too. The new case against Mr. Kelly comes as officials have cited an uptick in threats against law enforcement officers in recent months. Threats involving federal agents specifically rose after the FBI's August search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. By the way, it's amazing on both sides, isn't it, that we hear so little about Mar-a-Lago right now or about those confidential documents that Trump was not supposed to have taken. At one point, they believed, the argument at least was, that Trump's greatest legal liability wasn't his taxes and it wasn't his business practices in New York and it wasn't trying to overturn the election in Georgia and it wasn't January 6th. It was basically taking papers that didn't belong to them and storing them in his house and then refusing to return them to the National Archives. That seems to have become much less of a concern, both for President Trump's supporters and for his critics. What about one of his biggest supporters, Carrie Lake? She has just been attacked. Why? We will get to that and to much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Sign up today for the free Medved newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
A new state tax is projected to increase gas prices by 46 cents per gallon next year. The new tax will almost double the amount of state taxes you pay for a gallon of gas. Plus, it gets even worse down the road. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. By 2030, the new state emissions tax is projected to add 80 cents to a gallon of gas and 97 cents to a gallon of diesel. Go to deep6the46.com for details. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Dashing through the snow on the one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
The sound effects are great. I'm not sure I've heard this one before, Jeremy, but that's William Shatner, isn't it?
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Wright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed as lot. We got to do a trip to bank, and then we got a flat.
They have jingle bells here. This is all remarkable. And wishing everybody the very, very best of the season. And in that spirit, there's an email that came in from Alaska, where if you've never been in Alaska in the wintertime, you really don't know what you're missing. We spent... It was in February, actually. We went up for a Lincoln Day dinner, which is the annual Republican celebration that local Republicans have everywhere. And I was very honored to have been invited to appear with then Governor Sarah Palin for a Lincoln Day event in Juneau, the state capitol, and with my family, and walking around with kids who were pretty little then and knew how to complain. It was cold, but it was beautiful and white. And in any event, this came in from John in Alaska, and it relates to what happened yesterday with PETA. We had a representative on with PETA who was part of the coordination of a ridiculous campaign, in my humble opinion, to try to erase the distinction between human and non-human species, that all species are equally entitled to compassion and respect and dignity, etc., etc., etc. And he writes, John in Alaska, I'm writing in response to this interview taking place with a PETA representative calling into your show. I'm born and raised in rural Alaska, and there are so many Alaska Native villages located along the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers that depend on salmon runs in the summer months to sustain them through long winters. Food security is an issue in parts of the world, especially parts of rural Alaska. Furthermore, the harvest of salmon and other wild game native to this area is a tradition spanning thousands of years and contains deep spiritual meaning and connection to the past for many local tribes. I think while well-intentioned, some of the rhetoric about speciesism is short-sighted, elitist, and ignorant to these issues. Well, yes, indeed. John, I think that's correct. Yes, it's short-sighted and naive, elitist. And honestly, the idea that all species deserve the same attention and affection really is troubling when you start talking about cockroaches and rats and others, mosquitoes. Come on. Then there is this that came in from David in the state of Washington. David writes, your comment that Biden cannot win is horribly flawed. By the way, I didn't say that Biden can't win. I said it's going to be very hard for him to win if he has to run against somebody else other than Donald Trump. Biden wants to run against Trump. He said so. And I think the Democrats have indicated that that is their strategy. They want to beat Trump and Trumpism. They don't want to face a more traditional Republican. In any event, David says, your comment that Biden can't win is horribly flawed. Until and unless we have clear transparency and identify and integrity on how votes are counted and tabulated, until mass mail-in voting and ballot harvesting are stopped, and unless the George Soros-installed secretaries of state are thrown out, it doesn't matter who is nominated. They would ensure Adolf Hitler is installed if he were to run as a Democrat. You can pretty much guarantee that Hawaii, California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico, Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Virginia, and every state north and east of Washington, D.C. will go to any empty meat suit still running as a Democrat. Now, some of the states that you mentioned in your long list. Of course, most of them are now Democratic states. But Nevada is a state where Republicans did quite well. And they actually, in Nevada, picked up the governorship. They did not win the Senate race. And this is one of the problems for the people who believe that Democrats can cheat and they can steal and they can steal every single race. Is the problem is, if you believe that Nevada is facing rigged elections, how could it be that they would allow the incumbent governor, Steve Sisolak, to lose? He did. He lost to the Republican, Joe Lombardo, the sheriff of Clark County. And yes, the Democrats did fine in the congressional races and the Senate race. But the whole idea that they only care about certain races that they're going to steal, the Democrats are very far from control of the country. 30 of our 50 states have at least one Republican house of the state legislature, which makes a very big difference, especially for the people who are counting the votes. And I don't think that defeatist paranoia is going to work well for future Republicans. Speaking of which, there's this in the National Review, and it's a piece by Bobby Miller. He writes, "You'd think that after losing a statewide race, that superb incumbent Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, a Republican, won handily in 2018, 2022 Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake would have the humility to reflect soberly on her loss and either better herself for the next election cycle or fade away into obscurity with some of her dignity intact. Alas, you'd be mistaken. This is Carrie Lake, after all, a woman who held a sizable portion of the Arizona GOP electorate to either pull the trigger for her or pound sand. She isn't exactly a consummate political professional. Instead, Lake is busy trying to lying to impressionable members of the public that she beat Democrat Katie Hobbs in November when she actually lost by 17,000 votes. This is a National Review. She is also sycophantically fawning over Donald Trump, telling one audience member that he is, quote, the most amazing man in her life, ahead of her husband, who counts as the second most amazing. It is a transparent attempt to hitch her wagon to Trump's presidential campaign. She also says she identifies as a proud election-denying deplorable and has called for the imprisonment of Maricopa County election officials. Good luck. We will be right back.
We need to deal with the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. a news update.
A 6.4 earthquake hit Northern California early this morning. The epicenter of the quake was actually out in the ocean, about 15 miles from the city of Fortuna.
The tremor knocked out power to 72,000 homes in Humboldt County. This woman lives in the area about 23 miles southwest of Eureka, California.
It felt like turbulence, like on an airplane, like intense turbulence.
The California Highway Patrol has closed a bridge in Ferndale due to possible structural damage. I'm Lance Pry.
More than 25 million people across much of the central and northwestern United States, they're under wind chill alerts today. Heavy snow is expected in states like Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and most of Minnesota. High temperatures will remain below zero. That's the word from the National Weather Service. More than 80% of the lower 48 states will experience temperatures well below freezing. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is always a pleasure and an honor to speak to Ambassador John Bolton, one of the truly necessary voices on American foreign policy and national security. He served as national security advisor to President Trump and then wrote a terrific book about it. The book is called The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. And it is impossible not to feel inspired, alarmed, amused, and hugely entertained by reading that fine book. Ambassador Bolton, Merry Christmas to you, and it's great to be speaking to you. What do you feel about the change in Congress? Is this going to have some impact on American foreign policy?
Well, I think, Merry Christmas to begin with. Thanks for having me. I think it's not likely to have much of an impact on foreign policy. I think the significance of Republicans taking control of the House is largely now the ability to block Biden administration domestic initiatives and try and hopefully get the country back on some path of fiscal responsibility. Obviously, in the House, they have the capability of holding hearings, oversight hearings, and the like. And I think through that in the Foreign Relations Committee, the Armed Services Committee, and a new special committee that is being set up to deal with China, that a lot of information can be brought out and help explain to the American public the nature of the different threats we face around the world. If that can happen, it won't have an immediate effect, but I think that's a key part of Congress's function, is to set the table and hold the great debates on our issues.
Now, speaking of great debates on our issues, you have been a strong supporter of Ukraine's struggle for survival. One of the most prominent Republican winners in the last election was J.D. Vance, who seems to take the opposite point of view. What is your message to Republicans who feel that they're tired of the war in Ukraine and of sending literally billions of American dollars to support the fight of the Ukrainians?
Well, look, I think this, he is an example of the isolationism that Trump has certainly facilitated letting loose within the party. And I think this is one of the things people around the country have to learn about. I think we've had a failure of political leadership for many, many years in not treating our citizens as adults and saying, look, leveling with them, in effect, here are the threats we face. This is what we need to do. The answer in the case of Ukraine, I think, is that too many people, perhaps especially on the Republican side, who have a tendency to oppose our assisting Ukraine, think that somehow we're just doing this as a matter of pure charity and spending $40 billion here, whatever, when we have pressing needs at home. Now, there are a couple of answers to that. The first is, it's a non sequitur to say you're doing something over here and therefore you're failing over here. The answer is succeed over here, do both at the same time. It's called walking and chewing gum. It's what a great power does. But the main answer with respect to Ukraine is, this is not an act of charity by the United States. We're not giving this away solely for the benefit of the people of Ukraine, although they certainly benefit from it. We're doing this for us, and we're doing it for the reason that we have rightly considered peace and stability among democratic, like-minded countries in Europe to be critical to American national interest. We've considered that to be true since 1945, and we created NATO to that end. But even countries that aren't members of NATO can be closely related to NATO's own members and our own interests. And that's what the case of Ukraine is. We are standing against an act of unprovoked aggression that, if allowed to succeed in Ukraine, almost certainly would be unleashed somewhere else in the territory of the former Soviet Union, or by others around the world, notably China, watching our inability to stand up to this aggression.
The one of the things that you said recently that I was very struck by, you had a conversation with Ali Velshi, and you talked about the future of Trumpism, and you believe that future was cloudy at best because there was no guiding political philosophy. Can you elaborate on that?
Right. I think commentators love to talk about Trumpism and its effect on the Republican Party, the conservative movement, the body politic, as if there is a Trumpism. And there isn't, because Donald Trump has no philosophy. He doesn't think in policy terms. He doesn't reason from A to B to C. Fundamentally, it's a very transactional approach to the world. What benefits Donald Trump? So to my mind, Trump is an aberration in the American political system. And the very fact that there is no philosophy that he leaves behind him means that there cannot be a Trump movement or any kind of succession to the practices he's followed.
And do you've also mentioned the possibility, at least, of considering a race for the presidency. What would be the key factors determining whether or not you actually go forward with that kind of plan?
Well, I was initially sparked to think about it by Trump's incredible comment that he favored terminating the Constitution in order to restore to him the 2020 election, which he says was stolen. Now, I think those of us who have filled out security clearance forms for the federal government remember a question that's been asked in many forms, but always had to answer that said something like, have you ever advocated the overthrow of the United States government, to which I was always happy to say no. But when you talk about terminating the Constitution, you are talking about advocating the overthrow of our government. It's the government we know. And Trump just flat out said it. So there are a lot of things about Trump to be appalled about. This seemed to me to be beyond the limit. But what also worried me very significantly was the lack of a really clear, crisp, dispositive rejection of that by many of the others, considering a run for the presidency and other leaders in the party. I did look very seriously at running in 2016. I ultimately decided not to do it, but I have considered how arduous this is and what's involved in it. I'm not naive about it. I'm going to continue to think about it, continue to watch what the leaders of the Republican Party do, because I think the sooner we cut ourselves away from Trump, who I believe is now in permanent decline, the sooner I think the fortunes of the Republican Party will pick up again.
Absolutely fascinating. Can we? I hope we can get to more on this. For instance, a lot of people believe that the one way that Trump could actually win the nomination is if there are, say, five viable other candidates who split the down-to-earth vote, the mainstream Republican vote. Do you worry about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that analysis, obviously based on the experience of 2016, is by definition not hypothetical. I think, though, that this is different from 2016. Trump is not a new phenomenon. We're aware of the problem much earlier, like at the beginning of the process, than we were in 2016. So I think we can be ready to guard against it, number one. Number two, a lot of people have said Ron DeSantis, who's the front runner other than Trump at this point, really looks good to them. Let's just pick Ron DeSantis and go from there. And that argument has been bolstered by a number of recent polls, Wall Street Journal, CNN, USA Today. There may have been one other as well, that in one-to-one matchups between Trump and DeSantis showed DeSantis winning. But I think we've got plenty of other candidates. We ought to give them a chance to show their wares. Competition's not a bad thing. Let's see what happens.
We will be right back with Ambassador John Bolton, the author of the wonderful book, The Room Where It Happened, a book that you will be surprised how much you enjoy, even when it has some appalling contents. We'll get to that coming up on The MedVet Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure to speak with John Bolton, the former ambassador to the UN under President Bush. He is also the former national security advisor under President Trump. And he wrote about that in his book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. It's posted up on our website at michaelmedved.com. Ambassador Bolton, you still think and write about foreign policy and national security policy and the future and safety of our country. It's on your mind. It is your life's work. What keeps you up most frequently at night? Threats of North Korea, China, Iran, Russia, terrorism, or another term for Trump?
Well, it's a long list, and that's part of the problem, part of why I think political leaders owe the American people a full explanation of the range of threats we face and what we need to do to keep ourselves safe. But if you had to pick one out of that whole list, it would have to be China, which I regard as the existential threat to the U.S. and the West as a whole in this century, in large part because unlike the Cold War with the Soviet Union, where we had effectively no economic interrelationship with them during the course of the Cold War, we in Europe, Japan, the industrial developed world are closely tied to China, and the Chinese know that, and it's a weapon for them. So their challenge to us is not merely political and military, difficult though that would be, it's economic as well. And I think alerting people to this sort of whole of society nature of the threat is important, and we're way behind where we ought to be in informing people about it.
Does the Biden administration deserve any credit for the apparent determination of the current government of Japan to develop its military and defensive potential?
Well, I think at least to the extent they didn't try to dissuade the Japanese from some of their recent decisions, most notably double the size of their defense budget in the next 5 years and bring it up to what we regard as the NATO standard, which is that a country should spend 2% of its gross domestic product on defense. Now, given that one assumes Japan's economy will grow over the next 5 years, if they actually double it from 1% to 2% of GDP, in 5 years, Japan will have the third biggest military in the world, behind only the United States and China. That's a huge step, but it's been part of an evolutionary process that the Japanese people have engaged in. Beginning in the 1990s, they started to have a debate about, are we a normal nation? Should we do what normal nations do, trying to get past 1945? And they concluded that they were. Shinzo Abe, now tragically assassinated during his 2 tenures as prime minister, probably more responsible than anyone else in Japan for this development, the consummation of which we've now seen. But from the U.S. perspective, this is hugely positive.
And concerning Iran, there has been some optimism expressed. We had Robert Kaplan on our radio show yesterday, who has written that he believes that the regime in Iran is likely to fall, and he said in a matter of months, not years.
That would make him even more optimistic than I am. But I do count myself among the optimists. I think people should recognize that these demonstrations come on top of years, 5-6 years of enormous economic discontent all around the country, out in the farm lands with the small businesses, the small merchants, the artisans, not reported much in the West, but brutally repressed by the regime in 2019. But that economic discontent continues and is very strong, again, all across the country. Now, laid on top of that is the dissent over the requirement that women wear headscarves and hijabs. And that protest initially started by the murder of a Kurdish woman who ran afoul of the country's morality police, but also spread entirely across the country. This is not a regional ethnic Kurdish issue. And now it's not even an issue of the young women who wanted to get rid of these dress codes. I think it's spread throughout the population. And the critical point here, it's not an argument about whether you have to wear a particular form of headscarf or hijab. It's a direct ideological challenge to the legitimacy of the Ayatollah's rule. If they know what God's will is and that their job is to tell the people, and that includes dress codes. When the dress code is rejected, so is the whole argument that the Ayatollahs have a unique role. And that's why I think the regime is in such danger at this point.
You've written recently about Joe Biden's so-called strategic patience regarding North Korea. That policy is a mistake, you write. What's the alternative to strategic patience?
Well, strategic patience is the hope that maybe North Korea will come to its senses. That isn't going to happen, and it hasn't happened for 30 years. There's no reason to believe it's going to happen now. Tragically, we are in very short supply of good options on North Korea, because by attempting to negotiate with a hereditary communist dictatorship for 3 decades, we've given them 3 decades to make progress toward deliverable nuclear weapons. They can test ballistic missiles that can hit the United States. They've had 6 nuclear tests. A 7th is expected perhaps any time. And so steps that could have been taken earlier to squeeze them are harder to do now. But I don't trust the North Korean negotiations. I don't trust any commitments they make. They've repeatedly violated every commitment they've made. The communist regime came to power. And I think we've got to put more pressure on, and put more pressure on China, too. The North Korean regime wouldn't exist without Chinese assistance. And we shouldn't act like it's completely a separate problem from China. This is a useful surrogate for Beijing, and Beijing needs to know that they're responsible. We hold them responsible for it.
And we now have a more sympathetic regime in South Korea, do we not, with a change in government there?
Yeah, the still relatively new President Moon, I think, understands better than other South Korean presidents not only the threat they face. I think everybody in South Korea sees that threat, but that South Korea is part of a larger structure in East Asia, Southeast Asia, around the Chinese periphery. I think there's a greater understanding in South Korea today that China's threat to Taiwan is related to China's threat to South Korea. So I'm very encouraged. I wish the Biden administration would take more steps to work with South Korea, because I think there's a lot of possibility there.
Other than foreign policy, national security, if you were to run for president, what would be your top two priorities?
Well, I think obviously keeping the economy strong, and primarily by restoring a sense of fiscal restraint within the Republican Party. We've got to get the national debt down. The way you do that is to cut federal spending. The cuts, I think, should be sharp. I think we've got to actually increase defense spending. So that means more cuts in the welfare mentality that currently pervades Washington. The function of the government should not be to redistribute wealth into equality. The function of the government should be to foster economic growth so everybody is better off. I think Republicans have kind of lost the bubble on that point in the past few years.
Lost the bubble is a term I hadn't been familiar with, but certainly lost their way seems to be appropriate. Not John Bolton. John Bolton, the author of the book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, and working on further work about national security policy and defense policy. I wish you Godspeed and a very happy new year and a happy Hanukkah with the spirit of Hanukkah and the joy of Christmas for you and your family. John Bolton, a real pleasure and an honor to always share your perspective. Coming up on the MedVed Show, we're going to be speaking to the head of a very controversial organization that at least has a sense of humor. I mean, sometimes. But it's the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Dan Barker has devoted his life to trying to roll back public displays of Christian religiosity. How's it going this year? Well, not particularly well on his side, but we will get to that and much more with the head of the so-called Freedom From Religion movement. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Sign up today for the free MedVid newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.